Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Bentra Golf Course is in the seaside town of Whitehead in County Antrim. During the war, an airship mooring station was established here on what was then a field in the townland of Bentra. Guy Warner, Vice Chairman of the Ulster Aviation Society, looks back at how Bentra played a crucial role in the fight against German U-boats.
Well, at the very start of the First World War, we didn't really know what a menace the German U-boats would be. We only really found out in 1915 to begin with, whenever the Germans declared unrestricted submarine warfare, which meant that they were going to sink Allied shipping on site without warning the crews to take to the lifeboats. Well, generally speaking, the U-boats travelled on the surface, which means then that the airship flying overhead could spot them very easily. The big advantage of the airship was that it could go slowly, it could stay up in the air for quite a long time, and it could actually stop. So, as a surveillance aircraft, as a patrol aircraft, it was actually perfect for the job. In the summer, autumn 1915, the first base to concern us was set up at Loose Bay, which is near Stranraer, and patrols started. The first real entry of Northern Ireland, or the north of Ireland, I suppose we should term it in those days, was that a young airship pilot, Flight Sub-Lieutenant Tom Elmhurst, went out on an early patrol in the autumn of 1915. The winds were a little bit adverse, and also he had a bit of a problem with a leaking gas bag, and he couldn't make his way back to Loose Bay. So what he actually did was, he made an emergency landing on the Bankhead Cliffs near Larne. The airship was packed up, it was deflated and put in a horse and cart, and it was sent back to Loose Bay on the ferry, a steamer, the Princess Maud. However, this had put an idea into the heads of all the people concerned there, and they said, we really do need some sort of outstation on this side of the water which would enable an airship to land there. So they bought up some land, or rented some land rather, off three farmers round about Island McGee, Whitehead, and this was in October 1915. And the idea was simply that if an airship needed somewhere to land over on this side of the water, it parked at Bentra and then went back to Loose Bay as soon as possible. However, gradually they started over the course of 1916 through into 1917 to use the facilities slightly more often. Airship patrols were increased, convoys were introduced, and at Bentra there was an airship shed was constructed, and there was huts constructed on brick foundations to accommodate the ground crews for the airships. And it was established then that in the morning the Princess Maud would be escorted by airship from Larne to Stranraer, or vice versa, and the same again in the evening. And if convoys were coming through from the north or heading out again the airship would patrol perhaps up as far as Rathlin or down towards the Copelands and escort the convoy. Every half hour or so, the airship would send out a radio signal which would be triangulated by three radio stations in Scotland, here and Southern Ireland. So therefore, if it sighted a submarine, it could radio it had spotted one. The naval staff would know pretty well where to send out the fishing vessels or the patrol vessels, and they could then either attack the submarine or chase it off. The wireless aerial was wound down from a reel, and this could actually be put to other useful purposes. Quite often what they did was, if they spotted some trawlers or drifters, they would fix a bucket to the end of the wire and would lower it down, and inside the bucket perhaps there'd be some tobacco or chocolate or maybe a newspaper or something like that. The fishermen would take these out and they'd put in some fish, and they'd wind the bucket up again and go home for tea. Over the course of 1917-1918, the airships patrolled extensively from Loose Bay and Bentra. There was an awful lot of traffic, particularly bringing over American soldiers who were on their way to France. And when the airship was approaching Ventura coming into land, the crew would descend perhaps to say 50, 100 feet, and they would throw out ropes. Down below there'd be a landing party. They would be very careful. First of all, they wouldn't grab the rope until it hit the ground, because they wouldn't want to electrocute themselves because the ropes needed to earth. And then gently haul the airship down. The pilot would switch off the engine, and once it got down to a few feet above the ground, they would walk the airship into the shed. I was able to interview an old lady called Nancy Caldwell, who was in those days Nancy Wisdom, and she was about 8 years old or thereabouts. And she told me that the airship pilots adopted her as a mascot. And one day in particular, when the mooring party had brought the airship down close to the ground, one of the ground crew lifted her up and put her on the pilot's knee. And as the airship was being walked into the shed, Nancy was imagining that she was an airship pilot flying the airship out over the North Channel looking for U-boats. And some 90 years later, she could recall that in perfect detail as being one of the thrilling experiences of her life.
Ventura in Whitehead. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.